On behalf of Mark Chipman and David Thompson and our entire Winnipeg Jets family, fans included, we would like to offer our deepest sympathies and condolences and prayers to the humble Broncos and their whole family, the players, coaches, the families involved, but their fans as well. The whole hockey community mourns today such a horrific situation that hits so very close to home for all of us that spent our lives at that age riding buses to hockey games and it being a part of the fabric of playing in Canada. Our deepest thoughts and prayers to you and in your grieving, and we grieve with you. If you have any questions about lineups, game tonight, Scott will take you through all of that. But if you have any questions.
How do you hear the news, Paul?
Sitting in front of the TV watching hockey, and then, you know, the social media lights up. It's on news feeds, not just hockey feeds, and you're hopeful the first one is an accident, that it's nothing, and then when the news comes out, it's just so painful. I mean, because you live that life, and I've got teenagers at home, so I'm thankful for that. But you know, you can imagine, and only imagine, thankfully, what those parents are going through. His family, all of them, and I can only say they're doing what they loved. They loved to do it. The excitement of going to a playoff game, being a bus with all the people that at that point in your life you're the most excited to be with every day. It's a good day.
The importance of those bus trips, Paul, in terms of the building a community, building a team, they're some of the great moments, and then to have it and in a tragedy.
All the best stories are told on the buses, in the locker rooms, in the private areas where it's just them. It's contained, and it's where the friendships are born, and the anticipation builds, the quietness of a bus after a tough loss, all of the things that you go through when you're playing a sport. It's so much part of sporting life, of hockey life, and especially at that age, to have it end like that, to have it be part of all the survivors' lives now is just an incredibly difficult thing.
When hockey is such a fabric of these communities, how can hockey help heal in the wake of a tragic incident like this?
Because it is a community. It starts there, that the rinks will be full. I mean, in every NHL city, every NHL player, junior, college, they've all gone through it. They're all a part of it, so they're there then with them. And people around you, I can only assume, helps you get through something that must feel impossible to get through today. So in all the rinks around Canada and the States, they'll be remembered tonight and certainly every day going forward.
Paul, given how much this means just to everybody in the hockey community, how do you and your team prepare to play a game tonight?
We have routines that we run. We'll run those, but it's the game will not take center stage. It won't. It'll be played, and that's it.